Welcome to episode 39 of Black Girl Squeak, where we celebrate Black Girl Magic with a
squeak!
I am Dee Dee. On Twitter, I go by Dust Daughter.
I'm Enda, also known as Enda's Corner on Twitter.
And we are back from a brief hiatus to bring you more Black Girl Magic. You can contact us on Twitter at Black Girl Squee collectively. On Tumblr, we're at blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com. Our email is blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. You can also rate and review us on iTunes, and check out our entire feed featuring other shows like Missives from the Underground and Ratchet Research at our new podcast host, Simplecast, and we're there at blackgirlsquee.simplecast.fm. Please also consider contributing to our Patreons to keep the show going. To keep us going. And we'll have those in the show notes. We also have a spoiler policy, and that is that we spoil shit. Probably we'll be spoiling some shit about Pitch, but hey, doesn't seem like a whole lot of people watched it anyways. Actually, a whole lot of people did watch, but Fox just didn't give a damn. But yeah. We'll get to that later. as you can see, we cuss a lot, and we talk about dick. So if you don't like that, just fast forward through DWIDP. We squee loud and often. Enda is louder. And just be warned, we squee after every story in our news. So have your finger on the volume knob and adjust it accordingly. Now that we've gotten all of that out of the way, let's get to our squee-worthy news. First up, Serena Williams is pregnant.
Yay!
Yes! She accidentally let a pregnancy photo publish on her Snapchat. She hadn't meant to publish it, but she was using Snapchat to keep track of her progress. And the caption said something about being 20 weeks pregnant, which, fans of hers that are really good at math went back and calculated and figured out that meant she was pregnant when she won her last Grand Slam at the Australian Open. So, along with the lovely pregnancy news, and she looks adorable as a pregnant lady.
Yes.
It also further cements her status as the greatest athlete of all time. I don't know too many other people winning Grand Slams while they're pregnant.
Yeah. Can I also just say, it's part of that whole looking great while pregnant, she was so radiant at the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her dress. I loved it, and she looked so great in it. Just lovely.
Yeah, I mean, she is the only one that's exempt from not really sticking to the theme. Because
yes, exactly. Exactly.
She looked so great.
Yes.
So, and also, she's pregnant, so.
Yeah, so, you know.
Stay off. Exactly. So, to lovely Serena Williams and little baby Serena Williams. We give a big squeeze.
Now, our next item in Sweeworthy News, we are looking at a story from The Griot and other outlets. April Ryan has been named the NABJ Journalist of the Year. And if you remember, April Ryan is the reporter who, for some reason, Donald Trump told her to set up a meeting between her and the Black Congressional Caucus as if that was her job or something. But she's been named the Journalist of the Year by the National Association of Black Journalists. She is the only Black female reporter to cover urban issues from the White House, and she's held a position at American Urban Radio Network since 1997, so about 20 years.
I think she's getting a show on CNN, or she's becoming an anchor on
Really?
there.
Good.
So onward and upward for her. That's good.
Yes, yeah. The NABJ President Sarah Glover says, in the White House press corps circle, where too few Black women have been given an opportunity to report, April has excelled and persevered in spite of the many obstacles she has confronted. Her work has risen to the top. Yes, it has. And April herself says, we all have a job to do, and some of the stories we're doing wouldn't be told if it weren't for us. True. We all need to keep pressing because the First Amendment is under attack. Ain't that the truth? So, wow, this is really great. This is huge, and I'm so glad for her.
Yep. CNN is going to hire has hired April
Yeah.
Ryan as a political analyst. So
Yes.
good on her. And we need her. We need her there
I mean,
in
especially,
the.
yeah, with so many Black women being pushed out of the major networks now. Because, I mean, we know we got Melissa Harris Perry was just completely shut out, was fired, really, during the election cycle. And I'm really not
Tamron
sure.
Hall.
Yeah, Tamron Hall is gone, and I'm like, Joy Reid cannot be the only representation. I like Joy Reid, you know, she's doing some good work, but she cannot be our only representation in news, especially within political analysis.
Yeah, somebody's got to be in the White House press corps when
Yes.
the next time Sean Spicer says something stupid.
Which is every
Because
time.
she was, basically, because that when he did when he dropped that stuff comparing Assad to Hitler and saying Hitler wasn't that bad compared to Assad,
Oh my
and
God.
April Ryan looked up and looked around, just she did it like three times because she was like, "Are y'all
Did y'all
really
hear
hearing
this?
this?"
Like, yeah, did he really say this? And I'm not tripping, right?
That gave me so much life. I'm like, oh my God, she's the only one
Yeah.
that's like, what the fuck? And just actively, like, her whole face is like
Yeah.
resistance.
Just no foolishness there.
Yeah. So to April Ryan, we give a big squeeze. All right. Jamila Woods, a favorite here at Black
Yes.
Girl Squee, has released a video for her song Holy. I think we've played that on here as the intro. I just don't remember which episode, but beautiful song. And the video is lovely as well. It's directed by Sam Bailey, who's behind Brown Girls. And there's this there's just scenes of Black women just being beautiful and just celebrating themselves and each other, and It's really lovely. So,
Yes. Yeah, they just look like, heavenly visions, to be honest. I mean, I know that's that whole imagery with her album being called Heaven and All, but I'm like, they just really, they look ethereal.
yes, I think, yeah, I think that's what they were trying to get across, with
Yes.
the hair lifting up to the heavens, and
Yes.
all the dancing, and the light flowing clothing and everything like
Yes.
that. Excuse me. It's just lovely, and it celebrates also the fact that her album, which in Dimension is called Heaven, will get a physical and digital release through Jaguar and her record label, which is called Closed Sessions. It originally was only available on SoundCloud, but now we'll be able to get our hands on physical copies, and hopefully it'll be available on more streaming subscription sites like Spotify and Apple Music and Tidal and all that good stuff. So, because it hasn't been before. Also, Jamila is going to be on tour this summer. She'll be opening up for Corinne Bailey Rae on a handful of dates, and she's also going to do a few dates on our own and at the Pitchfork Festival as well. So definitely hit up her website and find out if she's going to be in your town. I know she's going to be in DC in by the
Ooh.
end of July. So,
Okay, we
have
have
to
to
get
get
my
you there.
money right.
Yeah, we have to get you there.
So, all the good things to Jamila Woods, and also a big
Right. Man, I feel cleansed just reading about that tour.
oh,
Just
yeah,
because, I mean,
it'll
man,
be good.
yeah, because if you've listened to, Corinne Bailey Rae's last album and, this one, I mean, man, that's just Black girl being magical and celebratory all up over the place.
It's gonna be so much Black Girl Magic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna
Yes.
be lovely. Oh, and don't mess around and have King drop in to do Green
Yeah.
Aphrodisiac. I'll lose
Yeah.
my entire
I
shit.
know.
Okay, sorry.
Oh my God. Okay.
Whew,
Moving
okay.
on. Okay. Okay. And I hope I say her last name correctly, but I'm sorry if I don't. Elaine Welteroth has been named the editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue. So if y'all know anything lately, Teen Vogue has just been on they shit. I mean, big time. So, Welteroth was the first African American beauty director for Teen Vogue in 2012. She's also worked for Glamour and Ebony magazines. She's now the second African American to be in this position at Condé Nast, the first being Keisha, I hope I said that correctly, Keisha Minor, who was appointed as editor-in-chief of Brides in 2012. Wow. And from their press release, Teen Vogue announced that they said that Welteroth played a vital role in re-energizing the brand with the content strategy focused on the political, social, and cultural issues its audience cares most about, both in print and online. So this is pretty major because, like I said, Teen Vogue has just been on their shit. They're not just nothing wrong with it, but they're not just focusing on fashion, beauty, and all this other stuff, but they're looking at all of these social issues, looking at political things, and they're not underestimating their audience. So, given, the glamour and all of that stuff that we like, but also, hey, look at, what's going on around here too. And it's, I mean,
Welteroth has been a big part of that.
yes. So.
With this whole change, and people are just now realizing that Teen Vogue has been on point when it comes to
Yes.
political issues and political reporting.
Yes.
But and it's because of her, and that's why
Yeah,
she's got
exactly.
nominated.
I'm talking about the article I think that really just kind of made everybody stand up and take notice. Donald Trump is gaslighting America, because that's the one that went viral. And it's like, hold up, wait, this is from Teen Vogue. And so, wow. And just to also let you know, they're looking for freelance writers.
Just saying. Do they pay?
I would think
on time.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I mean, I would think that they do, because, I mean, we've kind of been getting on people about not paying, especially not paying marginalized writers. And they seem to be working with a lot of people in, you know, marginalized positions. So, yeah, they better be paying, and they better be paying, you know, on time and, you know, within reason, you know what I'm saying? But still, this is still major, because, like I said, Teen Vogue is probably one of the best news sources in mainstream media right now. So, I mean, hey, come on.
Yeah, if you're want to learn about the resistance, what we can do to resist this Cheeto Head and his
yes
fuck shit, then you need to be reading Teen Vogue.
Yes.
So, to Ellen Walteroth, we give a big congratulations.
Yes, congrats.
I just wanted to mention this.
Speaking of journalism.
Yes, exactly. And speaking of Black women doing the damn thing. She who will not be named, Miss, I hate even saying this, but Miss Transracial.
Ugh.
Which doesn't even mean what she thinks it means.
Exactly.
She got ended once and for all by a Black woman writer named Ijeoma Oluo. So we say her name, we respect her name. Because her article, she's one of the few Black women that have been able to interview this Miss Transracial woman. And the name of the article is called "The Heart of Whiteness." Ijeoma Oluo interviews Miss Transracial, the white woman who identifies as Black. I'm not saying her name on my show. So, if you're tired of hearing about this chick, tired of reading about her, tired of debating about her on social media, Ijeoma helped us out.
Yes.
Because she finished Miss Transracial. And so I just wanted to say her name and put some respect on her name. She had a great thread on Twitter where she said, this is one of the few pieces that I've done as a Black woman writer where I worked with a Black woman editor. Mm-hmm. And the article went viral. It got a bunch of notoriety and clicks, and didn't it shut down? It might have shut down the website for a while.
Wow.
Because that many people were reading about it and talking about it. So you know, that's what can happen when you get Black women working together, writing about issues that affect Black women.
Yeah. And she was just so like apologetic at first, you know, because like, I'm sorry I did this, but you know, I swear it's not going to be like the same type of piece that you've been seeing, you know, about it. Nobody's going to be apologizing, you know, for her. But if, you know, and she was like, I'll understand if you don't even want to read it. But here's, you know, the gist, you know, and but I'm like, oh, girl, don't apologize for this. This is what we've been waiting for.
This is the last anything about Miss Trans Racial that you have that you need or ever want to read.
That's it right there.
Once you read this, you can be done with that bitch forever.
This is the one that needs to go in the history books. This is the one.
So put respect, Ijeoma Oluo.
Yes.
She did that.
Yep.
So, to her, we give a big squeeze.
Right.
Now we don't have to talk about that bitch no more. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about that white
Anybody,
bitch.
yep. Anybody ask, here's your link. Go
That's it.
and leave me alone. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. So, moving on to another favorite of ours. Of course, you've been listening to the show. You know this. Ava DuVernay has been discussing movie prospects, womanhood, and more. And she was a guest at Questlove's Conversations on Creativity series at the Brooklyn Art School Pratt Institute. So, of course, you know this was on OK Player. And this is a series in which he and his guest artist explore the issues and influences that make them tick. So, as we know, Ava has been incredibly busy, and I'm so glad that she has been, because in the past 12 months, she debuted her show Queen Sugar, which is coming back next month. Yes. Yeah. And also films at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. She's earned an Academy Award nomination for her chilling documentary on mass incarceration, 13th. Seriously, don't watch that at night or alone if you can help it. And she just finished, just wrapped filming for her Disney adaptation of A Wrinkle in Time. So, wow. Okay, so, the internet, if you follow Tumblr and Twitter, has charged her with overseeing a film starring Rihanna and Lupita Nyong'o, inspired by a photo of the pair together at Fashion Week, at Paris Fashion Week show in 2014. But DuVernay, she just said the best thing about it, she said the main thing is the idea that the people want black women images that are powerful, that are complex and layered, that have nuance. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
See, this is why we like her. She gets us.
Yes, and this is why we like Queen Sugar, because you can
Yes.
see that in every frame of that show.
Yes.
She also mentions in the article that she's been texting back and forth with Issa Rae, who the internet has requested write the script for
Yes.
this this
Yes.
film.
Yeah.
So, hey, and Rihanna and Lupita have been tweeting about it. It might could happen. It might could happen. And
Shut.
this would be the best thing that Tumblr has ever created
Yes, because
if this happens.
yeah, because y'all, that post was floating around Tumblr since 2014, since it happened. I don't know why it just got picked up on Twitter like a couple of months ago, but Tumblr was on that already.
And usually it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Usually Twitter has chewed up and digested a story or a news story or whatever. And then, a week later, you'll see a show up on Tumblr. But in this way, it was the other way around,
Yeah.
except years later.
Yeah. But
So to
to Ava and to hopefully this idea coming to fruition because we need it, we give a big
make them girlfriends. Anyway,
That would actually be the best part, though, if like she's scamming these men, like, hell, I don't even want them.
I mean, do you see this bad bitch right next to me?
I know. Like,
Why would
look.
I want them when I got
Exactly.
Peter? What? Yes. So, If you can't get Issa to write, hey, at Dust Daughter, at Ace Corner.
Well, look, if you write it, that's gonna be like the gayest shit. I'm here for it too. That film would be so gay, and I would just be like, all right, I'm into this.
Stamp of approval. Okay. Our next story is from Shadow and Act, now purchased by Blavity, which we'll talk about offline. Michaela Cole. We get a first look at Michaela Cole in the musical Been So Long. We mentioned this before when we talked about Michaela. Been So Long is a musical that was co-written by Arthur Darvill, who was on Doctor Who and is now on Legends of Tomorrow. It was first workshopped in London, starring Omar Lifouk, who's a musician in London, and one of the architects of modern British R&B. And now it's getting a film version. Starring Michaela Cole. Cole plays Simone, a dedicated single mother who, on a rare night on the town, is charmed by a handsome yet troubled stranger, igniting old and new feelings. So, principal photography kicked off in March, and it's set on the streets of Camden, filming across London. Until then, you can still enjoy series two of Chewing Gum on Netflix,
Yes.
and follow her on Twitter for the greatest shade and
No.
some lovely tweets. That shade from the Met Gala was
Ooh, chow.
good. That was good tea. So to Michaela Cole, we give a big
Oh, and also, if for some reason you didn't see it, check out the image that they're showing with this, the first image. I mean, Lord have mercy. I'm swooning over this.
that's a good looking couple. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's good stuff.
Yes.
It's good stuff. I give it my stamp of approval.
Give it a high five.
Yes, among other things. So, moving on to Catch the Fade, and I just want to rant about fucking Fox. Fuck them. They do this to me so many times. They did this couple years ago with Minority Report. They did it the year before that with Almost Human. They did it. I can go on and on. Of course, we can mention Sleepy Hollow, and I'm just tired. I'm tired. They give us these shows that I fall in love with immediately because. Yes, I want to see black women in the future fighting crime and being
Yes.
badass and looking hot as hell. Hey, Megan Good. Yes, I want that. You gave it to me for 10 episodes and you took it away. Fuck you very much. Now, and you did it again with Pitch. After months of wondering whether or not the drama about Jenny Baker, the first woman to integrate the pro baseball league, Major League Baseball. Fox finally announced that they were canceling Pitch. And yeah, go ahead.
I just don't understand why they keep doing this, though. It's like they kind of decide, yeah, well, we want, this audience, we want those ratings and all, but then when they get it, it's like they just don't want to have to keep up with, like, having to, show black women characters as complex and, just varied. Like, they just, it's like they're afraid to, to keep trying. So I'm just like, I need to know what those writers' room looks like. I need to know what those showrunners look like, because they really just seem scared to just give this shit a chance. I mean, like you said, I'm still just pissed off that they just completely trashed Sleepy Hollow, like we wasn't gonna notice, and like we wasn't just gonna walk away from it. And then I'm like, Minority Report also seemed to be doing well too. I'm like, they could have given that show another chance. I mean, think about it. These seasons only have like 13 episodes in them now. And it's like, usually that's about how much time it takes to let them get on their legs, you know? I mean, if it's going to be a season, and if it does, well enough for that season, well, you know what? Give it another and see if you can try to build on it. But they just won't do it.
The thing is, you can tell that they spent a pretty penny. I mean, the producers of the show or whatever, there's money being put into this show, to get the quality of the caliber of actors that they got, to get the backing of actual Major League Baseball, because they're using actual Major League Baseball logos. And names of actual Major League Baseball teams. But you said it, you put it on a night. I think it aired on Thursday, either
Friday.
Thursday nights or Friday
It was
nights.
Friday.
At one point it was up against, the TGIT shows. So you're going to put a brand new show up against these shows that get powerhouse ratings. You don't promote it. Like, I mean, I don't have, I'm a cord cutter. So, but, the people that do have, terrestrial television, or I don't know what you call it, cable, whatever.
Over the air.
Broadcast, who have access to it. None of them are saying they saw many commercials for Pitch. I mean, you're just throwing this show out there to the sharks with no promo, and then expecting what? What are you expecting?
It just makes no sense. I mean, looking at it, it just seemed like Pitch would have also just been a perfect Saturday night show. You know? It's something about that just would have made sense being on Saturday night. And I think it could have gotten a really, a good audience, if they'd have just found a good home for it, you know?
They just, and also the fact that you're canceling this show when it had better ratings than a lot of shows that you're keeping on the air, that's another thing that doesn't make any sense. Oh gosh. But as for the show itself, fuck Fox and all of them. I can't see anything that makes sense, about the cancellation, other than, I mean, all this just seems like irrational prejudice.
Yeah,
And
really. I just
because
felt, yeah.
this
Go ahead, sorry.
the show had so much going for it. You had a great lead in Kylie Bunbury. She's gorgeous and she's funny and, talented actress. And she had a great supporting cast of actors around her. You had this great female friendship with her and Blip's wife. And you had this great male-female friendship between her and Blip. And of course, the budding romance between Jenny and Mike. And the mentor relationship between her and the coach, the adversarial relationship between her and her agent, and also who's the guy that Mark Consuelos plays? What's his title? Anyways, I forget it. Anyway, yeah, there were a lot of great dynamics going on there. The writing was good. I don't know anything about baseball. Usually
Yeah.
baseball puts me to sleep. But
Yeah.
I was watching this show because of the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's like it wasn't even about baseball. Baseball was the backdrop. Everybody liked the people involved.
Oh God. At the end of the day, it was about, breaking through the walls and the ceilings that sexism and racism had put up, and dealing with celebrity. Jenny was probably dealing with imposter syndrome at times. She was dealing with a lot of things. She had mental health issues. She had panic attacks. I mean, there were a lot of things that a lot of people could relate to in this character, in this lead. And the fact that she can't get a second season, but Agent Carter got one. Jenny Baker is just as, if not more, relatable than some British spy that created a secret spy organization based on a comic book. I'm just, yeah, you fucked up, Fox. You fucked
Yes, you
up.
did. I mean, man, this Fox really, really, really has an issue with black women. I don't know why. I don't even know why they were still just like, okay, we're doing this show. There's a black woman leading, and unless somehow it doesn't get to them that the person who got the role was a black woman, and they're like, oh, wait, shit. I really don't know what's heck going on, there. Like you said, it's irrational. It just this irrational prejudice, and I don't understand it. Like, you had something here, but you want to let it go.
And it's like they do these things to attract black women's viewership. I guess they act like they want to compete with Shondaland and stuff like that. But then they just renege on it.
Yeah,
So
exactly. It's like they don't want to do that work. I don't know what it is that scares them about doing that work. I mean,
well, I'm done now. I'm absolutely done with this entire network. I've been saying that for years, but you killed Sleepy Hollow. You canceled this show. I'm free. I don't like shit else on your
I
network.
was just about to say I can't think of a single thing that I'm watching on Fox, because I stopped watching Gotham season one because they Well, they didn't kill her, but they took the character away. They took Fish Mooney away after season one. I think they tried to bring her back season three because I guess, you know, they felt some pain from, you know, the second season that character wasn't there. And I did not watch that season at all because they did the same thing. They used her to draw us in, but then I guess a lot of us didn't come back because we were there for her. And so,
And
oh.
also the show without her sucked.
And I
So.
mean, I don't know. I guess maybe that's what they thought they were going to do with like Sleepy Hollow and all that other stuff. Well, we'll bring them in, but we don't really have to do anything with these characters anymore after we hook them. Like we weren't going to be vocal about it. Yeah, so all I can say now, prayer circle around underground.
Hey,
Prayer
don't.
circle. Girl, Bedidi, they canceled Outsiders, and Outsiders had the highest ratings of their scripted shows. Canceling Outsiders made absolutely no sense. So yeah,
I'm just
we better do a
well.
prayer circle. We better do a prayer circle for Underground.
Outsiders, hey, I don't know much about the show. I don't want to get the fans upset with me, but Outsiders wasn't going to take WGN to the Grant to the Emmys.
Actually, there were some the writing probably could have, because that was a well-written show. I mean, the actors are good on it too. You know, you care about the characters, but it was a well-written show. So that they could have like on that level. It's not on the same level as Underground. I would guarantee say that because Underground is exceptional. Outsiders was better than I expected. But they, like I said, it had the highest ratings. And they canceled it. And that just shouldn't have happened.
But back to pitch. There's a campaign going on. It's called Pick Up Pitch Campaign. They're urging the heads of Hulu, Netflix, and also the MLB Network to consider picking up Pitch for a second season and beyond.
Sorry.
Oh, you mean, oh, Oprah Winfrey's Network. Yeah. I mean, hey, why not? Slide it right in the next to Queen Sugar. Who cares? Shoot, I'd watch them both. I mean, yeah. Because I'm going to be watching Queen Sugar anyway. So, yeah, why not slide Pitch in next to it or something? Yeah, that might be another. Yeah, they should look into that. I don't know why they didn't consider that. But yeah, that. So, if you want to find out and get involved in the pickup pitch campaign, you can look on Twitter for the Pitch Street Team. And they're also on Tumblr as Pitch Street Team. You can look at look, search through the hashtag pickup pitch and get involved. Start calling these network heads and emailing them and urging them to pick up this wonderful show because it really was
Yeah,
good.
seriously, do this for
And
Kylie Bunbury, because my heart just broke when I saw her Instagram post. Just do this for
yeah,
her.
do this for Mark Paul Gosselaar's beard. If for nothing else, we need Ginny's lips and that beard to align. Just get all up in there. Just go.
Good Lord.
You realize they canceled the show before they ever even kissed.
See, that's why everybody mad.
Fuck you, Fox. Fuck you very much, Fox. And yeah, and don't read Shadow and Axe right up of the pitch cancellation because it will just make you mad. They were just, it was basically somebody spitballing reasons why it might have gotten canceled without doing any research, which Shadow and Act is better than that, and or it was. But this is something that I should have kept offline, and I'm gonna have to end up deleting. So fuck you, Pitch. I mean, not fuck you, Pitch, but fuck you, Fox.
Fox. Yeah.
Catch the fade, and yeah, catch the back of my head because I ain't watching you no more. Well, we've thrown out some fades. Let's talk about some print.
And apparently another great beard, huh?
Great beards of our time. Come on down, Mr. Rahul Kohli.
I can't believe we haven't done him before.
Probably have, but I'm bringing him up again because iZombie just came back for season three,
Okay.
and I had to. Yeah, I've been watching it and just marveling on the beauty that is Mr. Rahul Kohli. He is a British actor, and he's known as Dr. Ravi Chakrabarty in iZombie, which is now enjoying its third season. Oh my gosh, he's born 13th of November, so he's possibly Scorpio. Scorpios are the best. He is his parents are of Indian origin. His mother was born and raised in Thailand, and his father is from Kenya.
Oh.
But yeah, but
Yeah.
they're Hindu immigrants, and he's very handsome, very great comedic timing.
Yeah.
Quite funny, very funny on the Twitters,
Yeah.
and just a lovely beard, just
Yeah.
lovely, soft, luxurious beard.
Yeah.
So yes, he's down as one of the great beards of our time, and thank you for that. I just he just makes me happy when I see him on the
Yeah.
screen. So
And he's shady as fuck in a good way, too.
I like it. I do. He's so very pretty. Rahul, he is my DWIDP pick again.
Yeah. All right. So I also had a pick as he came across my Tumblr not too long ago, and I just stared at him for a while. He's a
Your
model.
thirsty ass tumbler.
Look, hey. His name is Valentin Rontes, and he is a model. Shit, I had some stuff looked up on him a minute ago, but yeah, you can.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So he's got an Instagram page, x.valentine, and I was checking out his IG page. He looks kind of young, though. That's the only thing that bothers me. But I'm like, if I'm looking at him nude right here, I'm just gonna assume he's of age. You know, I sincerely hope so. But yeah, he's let's see, because I had some information here about him. Damn, I lost it. See, this is why you keep your tabs open when you do these things, because then you're sitting here looking like a fool, and I'm trying not to go back and just stare at him because he's so cute though. He's got, these big ears, and He's tall, but he's also he's muscular, but he's still kind of skinny, so he's not like overbearingly,
Wow.
not overbearingly, beefy and all, but he's just like,
He's cut.
yeah, he is.
Jesus.
He is. I mean, he got abs out the abs everywhere, everywhere.
Also, you could bounce a quarter off that booty and make change. And
Yeah.
shout out to Jay for that.
Yeah.
You getting some nickels back and a dime or something like that when you bounce something off that.
He is.
Lord of
Yeah,
mercy.
he signed IMG models, which I think is where I see. Oh, girl, hold up. Let me show you this.
We trying to do a show.
Scroll down a little more because it, but oh my God, no, speaking of a booty you can bounce a quarter off of and make change, there it is again. He has some beautiful skin. Just really. Oh wait, is that the same one on Tumblr or nah? But oh my God, he's just,
Please let him be legal, because
yeah, he has to
not,
be.
I'm gonna feel really bad for looking at him like
Yeah, I
this, but
know. I'm gonna feel real gross about it.
he's got to be,
He has.
at least in his 20s.
Yeah. I'm thinking early 20s, but it's like I'm actually at a point I'm trying not to feel bad about that because I'm like, look, I got older, that's cool, but you know what? Handsome dudes gonna be handsome dudes, and as long as they're not like kids.
Just be
Yeah,
legal. Just
exactly.
be legal.
I'm a look, so but yeah. So if you're looking for a, a model to follow on Instagram so you can get some eye candy. Hey, Rontez.
Hey, how you
Oh,
doing? How your mama
I said
doing?
his name was Valentine Rontez. It's Rontez Valentine.
Well, Google got it backwards. They got it as Valentin Rontes, but
Oh, should have. Well, it is Valentine Rontez. Duh. Oh, well, see, it's there's a comma after the, because on his IG it's Valentine comma Rontez, so I assumed that it was his first and last. Oh, they've got it both here on wait, like oh, so I'm just
yeah.
gonna call you Rontez because I like that name.
What's your name, boo? And let me see your driver's license.
Exactly.
That's all.
See your name, driver's license, and
Hoo wee.
yeah. See, y'all be down on Instagram models. I like Instagram models.
Well, it's a double standard for women and men.
Yeah.
So.
Shoot, some of the prettiest motherfuckers I see be on Instagram.
God damn. You're right. So, well, thank you for upping my thirst levels today. God
I
damn.
know. I'm closing because, oh my God.
I've created a monster.
Well, you saw that ass, though. You
I
saw that
did. I
ass.
did.
That's some, just some.
Right and tight.
Yes.
No, she did not make sound effects. Lord, have mercy. You can find her at the corner. Don't come to me with that. She's the one. She's the one making the smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no, sound
But
effects.
look
So
at it. What else you gonna do with that?
I've been looking. The things I'm gonna do will not be mentioned on air. Anyway,
Lord.
moving on swiftly to woman is
All
vocab.
right. All right, woman's vocab. Today's woman's vocab word is privatization. Privatization simply means to shift control of government and or publicly owned entities to the private sector. Privatization occurs in many forms, including shifting responsibility of certain entities to the private sector, allowing the private sector to invest in once public entities, including building, financing, and operating major infrastructure projects, and outsourcing. Robert Poole is the first person to use the term privatization to refer to the contracting out of public services. Privatization.
So what's an example from today? Pick anything that Cheeto Head is trying to push.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, God. Yeah. Government's not meant to run like a business. You can't run a country like a business.
Nope.
Because businesses are soulless. But so is Cheeto Head. Anyway, thank you for our vocab word. Thank you. Finally, our black girl commandment. We all we got.
We all we got.
Basically, everybody seems like everybody else is trying to erase us from stuff, from movements that we played a major part in, from companies that we made poppin'. Looking at you, Shea Moisture.
Ugh.
And, you're trying to keep black women out of everything. We can't even, we're not even seen as the gatekeepers of black culture, even though we create a lot of black culture.
Yeah.
So, we all we got. So let's continue lifting up each other's names, saying each other's names, 'cause no one else is gonna do it.
Yep.
Once again, you can contact us collectively at Black Girl Squee. Individually, Inda is at Inda's Corner, perving on all of these booties. And I'm at Dust Daughter, perving respectfully, because I am an angel. It's only my co-host that it messes.
Did y'all listen to that episode of Ratchet Research yet? Because if you hadn't, yeah, we know that's a big fat lie right there. We know that's a lie right there. Nah.
It's
big, spankable asses, DD.
Our Tumblr is blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com. Email is blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. And don't talk about us smacking our lips, because everybody does it. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Everybody does it. Men, women, black, white, brown, purple. Simplecast. We're at blackgirlsquee.simplecast.fm. Please contribute to our Patreon to keep this going. This shit ain't free. And yeah, it costs a lot to give you this quality ratchet ass mess. So until next time, bye.